You know me as a no-frills home cook. Just listen to me rave about leftovers or two-ingredient dishes. So this may come as a curveball.
Next up is Bread and Butter, a culinary chronicle with Jen Ashton.
In the last few months, I have come to respect the power of the drizzle. Take that bowl of oatmeal. There it is. That whole bowl of oatmeal, just staring at you. It has its appeal. Comforting whole grains, quick and simple to prepare, but it's beige. The dull yet ever-present aunt of the color family. On top of the drab hue, oatmeal is one note in its flavor profile, which I guess is unflavored, or for a positive spin, ready for layering. Within the power of the drizzle, we can add syrups and glazes, as well as stir-ins, sprinkles, and dustings, pulling from the cupboard an array of nuts, morsels, seeds, sugars, and spices. That ho-hum oatmeal appointment suddenly becomes a star-studded event once you stir in a few chocolate chips, chopped almonds, and toasted coconut. And don't forget a thin drizzle of Hershey's syrup over all for the win. While dressing up oatmeal isn't anything new, what I've come to appreciate is how small additions to many other meals or snacks can make all the difference in the satisfaction factor. When I was handcuffed by insidious diet culture, I tried to be content with the bare minimum, choking down dry toast, butterless popcorn, and lonely carrot sticks, telling myself this is just what health looks like. I couldn't have been more wrong. After dutifully polishing the plate, I'd find myself rifling through the pantry, searching for something. The self-imposed limitation just didn't provide the crunch, flavor, or melted goodness that takes you from no longer hungry to fully satisfied. Dietitians and other professionals working with the latest evidence recommend a more balanced approach. Utah-based nutrition therapist Emily Fonsbeck promotes nourishment plus satisfaction. For instance, steamed broccoli stirred with butter and sprinkled with freshly grated Parmesan cheese can be both nourishing and satisfying. Take another combo. Avocado toast became an it couple a few years ago, and it's a great start. Asking, "What can I add?" takes the pair to another level, welcoming creativity and a sense of luxury. Just search avocado toast toppings online. The blogging mavens get nourishment plus satisfaction. That's how their photos make us salivate and scroll for more. I'm excited to add blueberries and goat cheese with a drizzle of honey or smoked salmon and chives. For easy answers to what can I add, I filled several see-through containers and placed them near the spice rack. Chopped nuts, dried fruits, so many types of seeds you'd think were starting a bird feeder, honey, balsamic glaze, our favorite granola. In the fridge, several cheeses and dips won prime real estate right at the front. Of course, ideas for stir-ins and drizzles abound, and you get to be the judge. What can you add to make that yogurt, sandwich, or pasta nourishing and satisfying? When I posed this question to my six-year-old, contemplating a grim slice of whole wheat toast, he searched his own preferences, as well as the pantry, and came up with cream cheese, sliced bananas, and a drizzle of agave syrup for a simple reason. It tastes gooder that way. It seems kids can get nourishment plus satisfaction too. This is Jen Ashton for Bread and Butter.